And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Standin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma with Valerie, Hope Rich from Queen Charlotte Safaris, and Captain Rob from Queen Charlotte Safaris, one of the head guides up there at Queen Charlotte, having a great time and talking about one of the most beautiful places on earth, in my opinion, and giving away a great prize.
Boy, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch that at the beginning of the show, one lucky caller or texter is going to win a gift certificate for $300 at CostaSunglasses.com. You're going to get a pair of sunglasses, plus with the remainder of your certificate, you can purchase on whatever you want. They've got all kinds of great stuff on the Costa website.
Yeah.
You know, performance sun shirts, coolers,
T-shirts,
all the sunglass retainers. Yeah, really, really cool prize. $300 coming to Costa for one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show today. Again, if you want to give us a call, it's 213-432-1090 or send us a text via the Let's Talk Hookup app. We've got a ton of great text to read in the second hour.
A lot.
Again, make sure you include your contact info, because if you win those coasters, man, we want to get them to you.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of texts, I've had this one, which kind of falls into what we were just talking about with the ladies up at the lodge there, and it's from Todd from TB Metal Arts, our good friend. Hey, Valerie and crew, love when you're on the show, and it gets me all fired up. I'm going to have more time next year and want to bring my wife. She isn't good with swell. So are there locations to go to and get amazing fish and not have the chum bucket?
That's funny.
Yes.
Yes, a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of little places we can tuck into.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure. Rob, how do you handle that? I mean, of course, you always hope that you're going to have flat, calm conditions and you can go pretty much anywhere, which I remember this year was the flattest ocean I've ever seen in my life. And it was like the whole thing was a lake one day, and you could go anywhere, and I don't think anybody would possibly get seasick on this water up there. And it gets like that quite a bit, right, Rob?
Yeah, we had a really good season this year. There wasn't so only like a couple of days where we had a really big swell. Other than that, you know, you get your days where you have your wind. But we've always got somewhere we can tuck into and stay out of the big weather, right? So there's lots of options, definitely.
And the place where you do all your kinks, well, not all of it, but the main spot to fish king salmon is totally protected, right?
Yeah, as long as it's not a southwest coming in, west-southwest coming in, it's really protected. And even when it is that west-southwest, you've got the couple spots where there's, you know, a couple of, we call it Money Bay, which is one of the best little hookup spots. And it's always seems to be always protected. So, we've got lots of options. And,
Rob? I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you see the shoreline.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you're on the shore most of the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether you're lingcod fishing, halibut fishing, whatever.
Yeah.
See? At the wall, we're literally 15 feet off the wall.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
How cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Well, look who's on the line, Corey Sandin. Good morning, Corey.
Hey, Corey.
Hey, yeah, good morning. Yes, good morning, good morning. I'm listening to the show, just reminiscing, and wanted to call in and say hello and just, what a wonderful place, and I can't wait to go again next year.
Well, yeah.
We look forward to having you.
Couple awesome spots left on your trip, so if anybody wants to go with Corey, it's up. So what was, I saw your eyes when we were up there, Corey.
And
they were like
a
smile. They were as wide and beaming as possible. You'd never experienced anything like this. What did it mean? What's so special about Queen Charlotte Safaris for you?
Well, you know, beyond... What Valerie has such a passion and love for what she does, and the way she sets everything up, there's no room to fail, because if you do stumble and trip, there's already a cushion waiting, right? There's like a secondary and a third way to go that's already set up. It's amazing. And I'll tell you what, outside of that, the fishing was ridiculous. I went for the salmon and for the harvest of the salmon, which, I mean, who doesn't love a wild salmon, right? And what I was blown away by was not only the lean cod fishing and the volume and the size. I mean, every fish we kept was just shy of 20 pounds or in the mid to high 20s. Like, I think 30 pounds was our largest one.
Wow.
Like, ridiculous. We got on spots that literally, I think we were in 120 feet of water. I would make a cast with a slug, and no joke, 70, 80 feet down, I was getting ripped.
Before you even got to the bottom.
Like, seriously, Rick, like 50 feet off the bottom. Like, they were so stacked, it was ridiculous. And
so cool.
I would literally, like, be in a tangled fight with this darn lean cod, and maybe one would come off. I'd lift the rod tip, let it sink, and Rob can remember. It was just ridiculous. Like, before the lure, I'd lift the rod 4 feet. Before the lure fell 2 feet, there was another bite, like that quick.
I think Corey's rod was more bent than it was straight.
Yeah. And there was, you know, I fished with Tom and Val Hanses, and they came up with this new nickname for me, and it's OMG, because every time, it was so funny. I was using a Tranks 500, so I was, you know, had the right pea shooter to do it with, right? I wasn't using a 400 or anything like that. And I had a 100-pound leader, 100-pound fluorocarbon leader to 80-pound Power Pro, and I was in a stalemate a handful of times. Like, literally, the lean cod is dogging me, and I can't get a wind on him. And I'd literally say, oh, my gosh. And
I love it, Corey. That's awesome.
Just literally doubled over, and I had, like, one would come off. Again, I'd lift the rod tip. I'd be on my way down and bit instantly again, and there was the OMG again. You know what's amazing? Here's what I was completely surprised by is I've eaten lean cod locally many times. It does not even compare to the British Columbia lean cod. It is so fatty and so it's almost like grouper. Like, we're used to eating just a delicious fatty grouper. It is. You could put a plate of the British Columbia lean cod and a plate next to it of grouper, and you could not tell the difference. It is that amazing.
I agree with that. I am not a fan of California lean cod, the local stuff. I just don't like the flavor. But that stuff that we catch at Queen Charlotte is unbelievable how fatty and delicious the
All about the nutrients.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's
a different. It's a different flavor. It's a different fish. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Rob?
It's really hard to cook when it's fresh. Like, it honestly is, because it is so oily and, you know, delicious and moist. It's one of the most, like, amazing fishes. It's my favorite by far.
Wow.
Yeah. No,
I completely agree. And you could, like, do the math on this, okay? Like, you could literally, whatever the limit might be, 3 per day, 6 total for your trip this time. Imagine 20 pounders, okay? Just an average of 20. And let's say there's a 50% yield. I mean, let's just random guess. 50% yield, 10 pounds per fish. That's 6 fish. I mean, if I'm doing my math right, that's 60 pounds, right? You would more than overfill a box with just lean cod. If that was your wish.
If that's what you wanted to, yeah.
So cool.
But you can also fill it with rockfish, halibut, yeah.
Salmon.
King salmon, silver salmon, yeah.
So, Corey, what did you think of the salmon fishing?
The salmon is so incredible. It is the most amazing, the fishery, but the harvest. Like, coming home with that, and it is, all of that fish, filleted, cleaned, and vacuum sealed in a 5-mil bag, just the same exact parallel as fisherman's processing. Like, it is, there's nothing more. I heard the beginning of the show, and there's nothing more important to me if you're going to harvest than number one, bleeding and taking care of the fish, icing, taking care and filleting and having a fisherman's processing style vacuum sealed pack done. And it is top shelf, honestly. It's the most amazing thing to me. And the salmon, like if you, like Rob said, if you had weather and you just had to concentrate on the wall, it is so close. It's the most beautiful run from the harbor to where I think I mapped it out at 24 miles. You're running an inside passage that at times can be as narrow as a cast length on either side of you and at times as wide as a quarter mile on each side of you. But it is the most beautiful evergreen northwest forest, rainforest, right up to a rocky, rugged coast. And it is the most beautiful 24 miles of calm, just pristine water to the fishing grounds. And if you just had to fish the wall, which is right at the opening of that 24 miles, you could literally run in some of the calmest waters of your life in British Columbia. I look forward to it. It's a trip that's near and dear to my heart.
Yeah. Corey's a fan.
I am. I am.
For the show circuit, Corey.
Yeah.
Right? I know it.
Yeah. Hired.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it is, you can't describe the natural beauty of this place. And I've been some amazingly beautiful places and all over Alaska and South America. And it is one of them, certainly right up there on the near the top of the list of the most stunningly, naturally beautiful places on Earth, that Haida Gwaii area.
Yeah. And there's over 100 islands.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
100 islands.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, plus
okay, so Rob, okay, now that he's here listening, what's it like fishing with Corey Sanda? Huh?
Corey's a bad boy.
Oh, man.
Corey was awesome. Corey was the best. Corey actually taught me some stuff, so it was great having him on board. And, yeah, it was just, I'd never seen anybody grab a salmon rod, put it under his arm, and just yank on it like he's pulling in a 500-pound tuna.
Oh, my gosh. So,
remember,
so
Corey,
true.
A little aggressive is what you're saying, huh?
Yeah, very, like, the most. And it was awesome to see that, right? Like, I love the passion. But it was after, like, the third time, I'm like, okay, you keep yanking it out because it's not a tuna. You got to play it like it's a trout. And then you get to feel that it's actually a big, huge salmon. And it's a different,
yeah.
a little different of a ball game. But, it, well, you know, once you get used to it, you were on fire. Once you got that second one down, it was like, all right, now he knows what it's up.
Corey had Traeger smoked salmon on the mind.
You're absolutely
get that thing in, get it ready.
You're so on target, Rick. That's exactly what I kept saying. Yeah. I wanted to get him into the boat, into the net, like super fast, right? And it's not the way to do it. But here's the thing I could say is that if you are not an angler for, say, that fishes all the time, it's a perfect setup. And those single action reels are not, they're not an inexpensive deal. I looked them up. They're $300 to $500 a reel. Like, it's not like a lesser price, like we're doing it the on the cheap, right? Like, it's a fun, sporty way of doing it. And the reason, I'm going to say the reason that Rob and the whole crew does it that way is because there's so many fish that you almost have to give the fish a chance and a challenge, and if you lose one, there's another bite coming within 10 minutes anyway, right?
Yeah. Oh, I remember I kept saying to you, Chris, like, enjoy it. Enjoy that fish. Just hold it there. Don't need to reel it in the whole time. You can actually put your hand on the rod, take your hand off the reel, and enjoy the fish for a couple minutes.
Corey's just
kind of
filling his box.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It sounds like the cool sense of honoring tradition, you know, that like, and that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
And when you look up, when you look up the history on the islands, you know, it's It's truly, I heard something a year or two ago that really sticks with me. And the whole Haida Gwaii series of islands, I think there's 100 islands that make up the whole archipelago, that it's almost the Guadeloupe of British Columbia. It's such a prolific.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're thinking more not just Guadeloupe, but what's down there at the equator?
Galapagos.
The Galapagos.
Yeah.
The North Coast.
Yes, yes. And it is so beautiful. You look up the history with the indigenous people and the wealth of that ocean just in that area. And all that in mind, and the lack of pressure. There's literally, I saw one commercial boat of about 60 feet in length that was anchored up, and we got on the grounds. It pulled his anchor, and he went offshore somewhere. I don't know if he was fishing albacore or what he was doing, but he had nothing to do with fishing salmon or lingcod on the inside.
That's cool. Well, hey, Corey, it was great to have you. And, of course, again, if you want to go hang out with Corey, you can hear his enthusiasm. Two spots left on his trip. The dates are?
August 7th to 11th.
7th to 11th. Great time.
Looking forward to it, Corey.
All right.
It's going to be fun.
Yes.
Thanks, Corey.
Valerie, thank you so much. And Valerie is a sweetheart and puts her heart and passion. And I said it before, I don't know how she maintains her charm with everything going on, but she's a charming individual. Yes. Thank you.
All right. Corey, thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking the time. Let's jump into the phones.
You got it, man. They are packed solid. Everybody's excited to talk to Val and Rob. Why don't we do that and talk with Robert, who's calling us from Canyon Country this morning. Hi, Robert. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning.
Good morning, and great show as usual. So, never been there, planning on trying it this next coming year. What do we need to bring? It sounds like all the fishing equipment is covered. Do we bring any fishing equipment? And what about clothing? And what should we bring with us?
Great question.
You know what? We're going to keep it super simple. Layered clothes, a valid passport, your smile, and a fishing arm. That's it. All your foul weather gear, your boots, your tackle, it's all provided.
Yeah, everything is provided.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't need
pack light to bring that fish home.
Yeah, because then you could just, you don't have to check your clothing. You just carry on your clothing, and then you can check an extra fish box.
Yep.
For free.
It's plenty feasible to just carry on. You could get away with a carry-on size.
Yeah, she's got excellent rain gear, excellent boots. Only thing you need is your layered clothing and whatever you're going to wear around the lodge.
Yep.
That's
right?
Awesome.
And it's casual.
It's very casual.
Yeah.
Shorts,
casual fun.
Shorts and t-shirts.
There it is.
There we are.
And we have apparel. If you forget everything, we have apparel. If you forget everything, we have apparel for you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah. We have that,
there you
too.
Go.
In fact,
our new apparel.
His Queen Charlotte Safari shirt on.
Yeah, my Queen Charlotte Safari shirt.
I like it.
Yeah, no, they have some great stuff.
We'd love to have just reach out to me. And I also want to say we do have a Let's Talk Hookup promo. And you don't have to come during the time that Pete and Corey are there.
Right.
It's that this discount promo, we'll just call it. Talk Hookup promo is anytime during our season. You just have to let me know that that's how you heard about
that's
it.
That's awesome.
And then
because you give everybody a several hundred dollar discount, our listeners.
Yep. For all the listeners. So
that's
we appreciate
cool,
you. And so it doesn't have to be August 3 through 7 or 7 to 11.
Yeah. You can come anytime during the season that there's an available spot.
Yes.
And get the special hundreds of dollars off.
Yeah.
Let's Talk Hookup.
And those
special
couples out there, I've got some dates. We're looking for couples to go with other couples. I'm a pretty good matchmaker. That's my side job.
Yes, right. Job, yeah.
Right. And I actually have some single angler openings, and of course we can accommodate corporate groups, teams.
Yeah, that's
families.
A good point. You also have people that, like, people go, well, I don't have a friend to bring up with me. You don't need to worry about it because you're the matchmaker. You can put people
pretty
together.
Good. Pretty good about it. We've had we've had maybe a couple, Rob, right? A couple. Well, not very many.
Yeah. You know what was really interesting is, shout out to our friend Val there, Bascal Val. Her and her husband met fishing, 20, 30 years ago or something?
Yes.
Sorry to date you. But they've been together ever since, so it's kind of cool to hear.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Sure. We say couples that fish together stay together.
That's right.
There you are.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we're going to find out what's going on the water today. It's time for our FishDope.com report from Dave Hansen, your saltwater guy. This catch report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, the Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase their famous spices, rubs, and pokey kit. Stop by their location on Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure you make those reservations by texting them up at 619-255-3128. We got him, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen's on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Pete, Valerie, Rob. Great show.
Thank you.
Boy, Corey's super fired up. That makes me want to get up there.
Fun.
Oh, my gosh. I think that's the most I've ever heard that man talk. That was incredible. So, you know he's fired up. I had to keep going. That's Corey still. So, I want to get up there, Rob. I want to go see how you did that to Corey.
Yeah.
I got to get up there.
That's cool.
But, gang, Pete, yesterday on the radio show, Pete said something that really I think is going to happen. I know the fishing right now is absolutely insane, and the amount of fish in everywhere is awesome. But I think, like Pete said, we ain't seen nothing yet. Coming up in October, I think we're in for one heck of a October end of the year because the table's set. I talked to Todd Manser yesterday. So much yellowfin and bluefin in that Dana Point, San Diego, little bite area there, 209, 181, down to the corner and up the canyon to Clemente. Just a ton of fish there, gang, and that Dorado's on its way. We're down in Cabo, and the Dorado fishing's historic right now. So I think you're all in store for some absolute incredible fish. In Catalina, I don't know if you guys saw what happened. We had the War Heroes over there. My War Hero, Jared, caught the first sea bass ever weighed in the tournament.
Wow.
And then my other War Hero, Jason, caught the second white sea bass ever weighed in the tournament. And then my other War Hero caught the only two yellowtail weighed in the tournament. So we had a phenomenal tournament. It was insane, the amount of fish at Catalina. I only got to fish there for 4 hours, Rick, and we caught that sea bass and that yellowtail, and then we got covered up by our favorite animal in the world. Couldn't get a bait through them after that. But, gang, the fishing's insane. You got to book a trip. If you don't have a boat, get on a boat. You got to get out there. You can't even believe what's going on.
That was very fun seeing you out there, Dave, and what a red carpet they rolled out for the vets. It was a very, very fun time and a great job, and I know that you did such a great job fishing with the guys on the boat.
Thank you, Rick. Yeah, that was a pleasure always. This is my sixth year involved in it. It's an unbelievable experience, gang. And Rod will be on the show soon, I'm sure. But we need more boats, gang. Pete, we need more boats.
More boats, yeah, for sure. Hey, I know you're in Cabo. We have our Palmas de Cortez tournament on Thursday, like we're talking about. There's a little bit of storm brewing down there. What's the buzz down in Cabo about that storm?
Well, we're going to, right now, if everything stays on course, it looks like we catch the back corner of it like we did Hillary. So maybe a little bit of wind, a little bit of rain, but let's just pray that it doesn't make a right turn.
Yes, right.
Because it's a good one. And then there's another one right behind it. But right now, Pete, if you guys get down here, they're saying we're going to get a piece of it on Thursday. So we'll see. But it doesn't look like it's going to come anywhere near that side of the peninsula.
That's good. We like that.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, stay for left. Sure. And Dave, how do we find you?
Gang, check me out at yoursaltwaterguide.com. I work closely with Fish Dope. Together, we can put you on the fish all the time. Fish Dope and Your Saltwater Guide, you can't lose.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Or actually, Ricky and Corey will talk to you next Sunday because I'll be down enjoying some good fishing down at Palmas. So look forward to that.
Yeah, you might see a guest celebrity appearance over there.
Oh, okay. All right. Come on up and join us. Great.
Yeah, it's only an hour and a half drive. See ya.
See you,
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah, for sure. All right. And, of course, fishdope.com, like I referred to, always the best information for your trip and planning. $20 off a new membership if you're using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. Now is your $20 code to fishdope.com.
All right. We're going to that's going to wrap up our report there and appreciate that. Again, Fisherman's Processing. Well, I know we mentioned it before, but it warrants mentioning again, especially having Tim on. Make sure that you include those text questions or you text them for your reservation. 619-255-3128.
Hey, great text from Carrie in San Diego, and Carrie was on the CCA challenge, our charter this Friday on the San Diego.
Oh, cool.
And she said 34 anglers ended up with 22 bluefin tuna, 90 yellowfin tuna. There were 7 ladies on the trip. Each one of them crushed it. Captain and crew did an incredible job, so congratulations to that group aboard
awesome.
The San Diego, and a lot of ladies on
that's
the trip.
That's very cool.
Which is cool.
But, all right, well, let's jump back into the phone. They're packed up. We're going to talk to Gary. He's coming from Santa Rosa this morning. Hi, Gary. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning,
Gary.
I just wanted to call in and confirm that Valerie and Rob want to really run a great lodge up there. In June, I took my daughter up, and she had the time of her life, especially on the bottom fishing. The variety, coming back at the end of the day, catching crab, the prawns, it is an awesome experience.
Hi, Gary. Nalia.
Hey, Doc.
Gary.
Yeah. So, we talked about Queen Charlotte and how wonderful an experience that you had. And that was in June, right, Gary?
Mm-hmm. Mid-June.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gary was on one of the first few trips of the season. Yeah, we had an epic day, didn't we, Gary?
Yeah, we sure did. We sure did.
Yeah.
And Gary likes to pull on big fish. We know that for sure, right, Rob?
Gary, this is funny. We were probably on a spot for about 5 minutes, and Gary looks at me. He's like, "You know, Rob, I don't want to be a pain in the ass, but this place kind of sucks. Let's move over somewhere. It's been 5 minutes."
Love it.
Funny.
Good call, Gary.
And your daughter did really very well too.
That is really not true. It was at least 8 minutes.
All right, okay. You had the clock on me. I know.
That's cool, Gary.
Well, and it's so fun for we're getting more and more like father daughter trips.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We've always had father son trips. And Alia, she's a good
little
angler.
She's quite the angler, no doubt.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Beautiful, darling. Loved having you guys,
Gary. Pleasure hearing from you. Thanks for joining us from Santa Rosa.
That's awesome. Yeah,
thank you.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
we'll see you in 2025.
All right. Hey, I have a great text here, and it's a compliment for you guys. Fred from Huntington Beach, Fred Schnell, says, "Good morning, Valerie, Pete, Rick, and Rob. We're having some of that delicious ling cod tonight. I'm still smiling with the memories of this year's trip." And that's what people do.
I love it. That's what we do, huh, Rob? It's all about it.
Yeah.
Memories.
Okay, go. One thing I wanted to mention, too, is that this last season, the amount of 2 and 3 year fish that we saw was like amazing compared to the previous year. So
explain that.
I think we're looking forward to so the salmon run on a anywhere from 2 to 5 year cycle. There's not too many 5 year fish left these days, you know, just the way that the genetics are going. But 3 and 4 year Chinook are what we're looking to catch. And there was so many 2 and 3 year fish this year and so many fry too jumping around. I've never seen so much that I think we're in for a really epic 2024. And hopefully even more epic 2025 season. So get yourself a spot because I think we're going to see some.
That sounds really good.
I had a great text come through. It's a subject that we've talked quite a bit about, but a different spin that I think is very warrant of us reading. It says, "Good morning, everybody. My wife is really excited to come up to the lodge. Can you go over a little bit of the activities other than fishing that there might be for her if she decides to take off one day during our trip?" And that's from Derek in Lake Elsinore.
Good morning. Hi, Derek. A couple of things. We do have to plan it a little bit. The reason why, there are tour operators that do land tours and boat tours, both. The boat tours is going into Guanahai's National Park, where you get to see the totems, which is very, very beautiful and very surreal, really. And then there's the Heritage Center, and there's some day trips that you can do. So if she is thinking she'd like to take a day off the water, it'd be really good to reach out to me before coming up so that I so I can set things up.
There are so many things in Haida Gwaii that I want to do. Every time I go there, I think, I want to do this. I want to do some of that freshwater fishing. I want to go. I've been to the Haida Gwaii and the Heritage Center.
It's
fantastic. It's like one of the most incredible museums I've ever been into.
And right in the middle of the
ferry,
rainforest.
Yeah, and riding the ferry across. But then just less than half a mile from the lodge is one of the most spectacular hiking areas that I've ever been to. I love to hike.
The Dover
and
Trail.
It was like I never get enough time to spend on that trail. And it goes, I told Valerie, we had dinner last night, and I told Valerie, it's like, I didn't want to turn around. It was like, I'm in the middle of this rainforest all by myself, and it's so beautiful, and I didn't want to turn around, but I had to get back so we'd catch the plane.
Yeah.
So there's plenty to do.
There's plenty to do, but there's no shopping malls. I'm just saying, it's not that kind of stuff. This is more being outdoors. There's little artisan art shops and things like that. So I'm happy to put a little itinerary together. Just please reach out to me.
Yeah,
you're awesome. Perfect. That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls and texts. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norsk Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norsk Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norsk Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service both before and after the sale. It doesn't matter if you're looking to upgrade your current batteries tomorrow or a year from tomorrow. We're here to answer your rigging questions to get everything set up right the first time. Find us online at norsklithium.com. That's N-O-R-S-K lithium.com. Or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norsk Lithium battery in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood and have Nick Wayne walk you through why Norsk Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
This is Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Join Captain Mike Totter, Chef Josh Evans, as a new era begins for Searcher Sport Fishing. Mike and Josh will continue the legacy of excellent customer service, fantastic food, and an amazing crew. Book your fishing adventure now online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. SearcherSportFishing.com, 619-226-2403.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like California Flyer, Fishworks, Owner, Batson, West Coast Jiggers, and Iser. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo Kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones have been packed up all show. We just had a call drop during the break, so a great opportunity to get through right now if you'd like. 213-432-1090. First time we've had an open phone line since we started the show.
Yeah, indeed. And Ted sends us a text here. He says, "Hi, all. Fun show, as always. Over the last few years, fishing Alaska, I've become a family skate champion. Can you guarantee the trip to Queen Charlotte Safaris will get me back to into halibut and escape the skates? Of course,
I'm guessing he's not talking about roller skates.
No, he's not talking. So we should explain for those that have never been to Alaska or fishing the Pacific halibut, is a skate is like a giant ray that pulls really hard and is a pain in the butt. And sometimes you get on them and you just can't get off of them. But Rob, kind of, I might be jinxing myself here, but I've never caught a skate at Queen Charlotte Safaris.
Oh, you're done now. Yeah, we had a few last season. They're an edible product too. I mean, they're like a shark. You have to skin them out and get the urea out. But apparently, the wings taste just like scallops. So, I mean, I'd like to process one maybe next year. Maybe we'll try it out and see what happens, see what it's like. But you know, once we get on the skates, we'll avoid them. You know, we'll just mark that spot and be like, all right, there they are. So let's go away. But
get out of here.
They are like, yeah, you see it coming up, and you think you've caught a barn door halibut, and you're like. And then you get up there, you're like, well, whatever. Anyways, we'd let that halibut go anyways, but still, it's an entertaining thing to see. You know, they're a really cool looking ray.
Yeah. So the other thing we should talk about are the salmon sharks, because they are prolific.
God. Oh, get out of here.
Oh, my gosh. No kidding. They're everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Right, and sometimes they're fun, and sometimes they're a real pain in the butt. Right, Bob?
Yeah, but either way, you know what, man? I'll take a tussle with a salmon shark any day. They're an amazing creature. You know, it looks like a great white. It's actually a cousin of the mako, but it really does more look like a great white. They're anywhere from, you know, 4 feet to 10 feet long. And I had one last season that I thought it was I was like, there's a salmon chasing another salmon on the surface. What is this? And we had the salmon on the line. All of a sudden, this 6 to 7 foot salmon shark just torpedoed out of the water like it was, you know, was on a mission, obviously, and like had the mouth open and grabbed the tail of the salmon. We got the salmon in with big teeth marks ripped along the tail, and it was just it was like a National Geographic moment. And I'm like, did anybody get that? They're like, no. I'm like, oh my God. And then we didn't get that on video. It was amazing to see. You know, it was maybe 40 feet behind the boat, and just to watch this machine coming at like, you know, 30, 40 miles an hour, just boom, out of the water, and saw the whole thing, the whole side of it. It's just so beautiful.
There's a reason they're all there. It's because there's so much fish there, right?
Yeah, there's the salmon. They chase the salmon runs, right? Yeah. So that's what they do. They're salmon sharks. Yeah. That's what they eat.
They don't leave the grocery store.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, we got another guy that I know is a very big fan of Queen Charlotte Safaris. That's our buddy Gus calling us from Burbank this morning. Hi, Gus. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Gus.
Yo, you guys, and yo, Valerie. It's great to talk to you.
You too.
You, buddy.
I'm just amazed that Pete didn't remind Corey that it's a 2-hour show.
Yeah, it was fun.
He's told me that a couple of times, and it stops you right in your tracks when he says that. Listen, I called to just underline what everybody else is saying, and it's probably the most beautiful place I've ever been, and I'm amazed at the quality of the fish, especially. Well, they're all incredibly great, but the king salmon, man, when I cook the king salmon, it's like no other fish ever. You know, it's just the color is electric, sort of an electric coral. You know, it's just a beautiful color and a taste.
Omega 3D. There you go.
The taste of it is just amazing, and not color so much, but the taste of the halibut is sweet. You know, I mean, it's like amazing. It's amazing. I'm so glad to be a part of it.
Hey, Gus, and I'll remind you, it's a two-hour show, so. Nice to hear from you, Gus, and we're looking forward to having you come back up with us in August.
There. August 3rd, we will see you.
Yeah. See, Gus.
Thanks, Gus, for the call.
That's fun. Hey, I had another great text come through. This one was from Jim in Oceanside. Said, hey, this is Jim checking in. A trip to Queen Charlotte Safari is definitely on my bucket list. The website that you have is fantastic, as well as the show has been very informative. Well, my question is, will Queen Charlotte be attending any of the fishing conventions in SoCal this coming year? I really want to go so that my wife can meet Valerie and believe that it's her idea for us to book a trip up there.
That's brilliant.
That's Jim in Oceanside.
Brilliant.
I love it.
Smart man.
Yeah, no
very
kidding.
Very smart man. yes, we will be at the Bart Hall Long Beach.
And then in January.
And then we'll also be at Pacific Coast in Costa Mesa.
All right. Those are the two that you can do in Southern California. But we have a lot of listeners that listen to us all over the country. You'll be at Safari Club in
Nashville.
In Nashville.
The NFR in Vegas. For
National
TV.
Finals Rodeo.
Yep. Barrett-Jackson.
Barrett-Jackson in Phoenix.
Yep. Scottsdale.
Scottsdale.
I think that's enough.
I think that's enough, too. Rob, are we going to see you in any of these shows?
Well, that'll take you to Sherman. So I'm heading down to South America for a little while, but I'm definitely open to flying back up to go to a show. That's for sure. Valerie knows.
Are you going to go fishing in South America?
Definitely.
Yeah?
I'm going to look for some Payara, which are the vampire fish, and some of those giant peacock bass down there.
Oh, fantastic. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Have a great time. Look forward to the stories on that, for sure.
Yeah.
Have another great text here from Alex in Santee. He says, hello, what time of year can I catch all species?
Oh, that's a good question.
That would be all summer.
Yeah. All summer, which is pretty amazing, right? I mean, probably in the early part of the summer, you're not going to catch coho.
Right.
Yeah.
They were there pretty early, though, this year. Like,
yeah,
they were there.
Yep.
Yeah, their second or third trip, we were picking up coho. Mm-hmm. But, if you're looking to catch all the species, say, third week of June, I mean, that's when everything's going to be there.
Third week of June on. When do you start your season, Rob?
First week of June. June 1st.
End of May.
When did it start this year, Valerie?
End of May.
End of May.
End of May.
And all the species are there?
If we get filled up, then we'll move it a week earlier.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
We'll see how bookings go.
Is May a good weather time?
Yeah. I was telling you last night about May. Like, when we first get there and we open up.
Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. We went out a few times before the crowd showed up, and, we had glass on water.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Super long
and
days.
And when I say crowds, I'm not saying, like, crowds. When I think crowds, when I think of on the highway.
You're talking Haida Gwaii crowds.
I'm talking Haida Gwaii.
The Haida Gwaii traffic jam is three cars at a stop sign.
One stop sign.
The lodge is actually right on the main highway.
On the beach road.
And if you want to go to the beach, you walk across the street, and you kind of almost have to look one way or the other, but you're not really.
Because
there's really nobody coming. You should look, right?
That's funny.
You might run into an eagle.
We're running into an eagle.
Or a deer.
Yeah. One thing I mentioned, like one of our great trips we host is, of course, the Kingfisher Charters in Sitka. Mm-hmm. Great spot. Sitka's a totally different type of experience than Queen Charlotte Safaris. But the difference in what always amazes me is the difference in the runs of salmon in Sitka versus Queen Charlotte. Whereas in Sitka, you can catch king salmon throughout the whole season, but not really. That prime time when we go in June is really the prime time for the kings. But the Queen Charlotte has them the whole time. And that's kind of the biggest difference, I think.
That's what makes it so unique.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Rob, if I can agree with
you. He was talking about multiple species there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there wasn't a single trip all season long on any of the boats that didn't at least each person catch themselves a Chinook salmon, or even two Chinook salmon, I was talking to guys that have been at Alaska four or five times and never caught one. I was like, you're joking me, right? They're like, no, we didn't. I'm like, wow, well, I guess you're going to have a chance right now. There you go. The rod's going off. Get it.
Are king salmon subject to pressure? Like the more pressure, it's going to be harder to catch one?
No, it's not like that. I mean, the salmon are there, are coming in on the salmon highway because they're migrating down south, and it just depends on when they're coming in, and the tides and the moons and all that stuff play a little bit of part of the game, but basically it's when the fish come in, it's like unreal. You'll watch everybody around you will be on, nets are coming out of the water, flashers are in the air,
yeah.
And you're just like, okay. And when you see that, when you're rolling up on that, like you're coming back from Lincott or something, and you see a bunch of rods in the air and guys are catching fish, you're like, oh, okay, get ready, boys, because as soon as we get the lines down, we're going to be on, so yeah, let's go.
It's like a switch flipped, right?
Yeah, exactly. You might have a lull in the day for an hour or two where there's nothing really happening, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's on again. And you're just like, all right, let's get them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, true story.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Hey, well, let's jump back into the phones. Valerie from Anaheim up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, Valerie.
Hey, guys. How are you? Good morning. Good morning. I wanted to thank Pete for his get well wishes. I'm fine. They kept me in the hospital for a night, ran some tests. I'm good. Hey, as long as I can keep fishing, all is good, right?
Oh, yeah. We need you that away, Valerie.
Anyway, I wanted to take the opportunity to say thank you again for such a great time we had up there with Pete and Valerie and the whole crew. But Tom and I fished a lot of places. But, Valerie, your place is the icing on the cake. Truly magical. We had just such a wonderful time. And Rob, we were lucky enough to be on the boat with you and fish with our good friend Corey. That was quite fun. Actually, Corey has adopted the middle name, OMG Corey, because every time he hooked up to a Lincott, he would yell out, oh my God, oh my God. So now he's adopted the name OMG Corey. So every time we call him, we bust his ribs about that. But, I caught my first coho, and Rob, you're right about finessing, catching salmon and finessing that fish, because I'm used to tugging on big tuna and big calicos. And using that knuckle buster, which is entirely, totally different outfit than I'm used to using. And it was quite a thrill to catch that coho on that type of an outfit, that gear. And I listened to what you said, and you're right. It worked for me, and I caught my first coho. And I want to thank Valerie for my coho pin that I wear proudly on my hat.
I love it.
That's awesome, Val.
Did we lose
great.
We must have lost her there. Yeah.
We had an epic day. I'll say, we had an epic day with Valerie when we went down to Englefield Bay. And, we had all the species on deck, like absolutely everything. We had a full boat, all our halibut, all our lingcod, all our salmon for the day. And it was kind of like, well, you know what? Let's just hang around here and go do this little tour. We went and checked out an island that had a bridge that goes over top of it, and you can go right swim right through the middle of it. We went and checked out a couple of caves and things, extra little parts to end the experience of Queenstown Safaris.
Cool, pull some Dungeness crab pots.
We sure did.
That's another thing you can do is go catch Dungeness crab.
Yeah.
And then eat them.
Highlight.
Yeah.
Pete's highlight.
That's my highlight is eating them. Yeah, for sure. But, yeah, there's lots of highlights. John Amir Mesa had a good question. He says, is there a weight limit to traveling home aboard the planes? How many pounds of fillets are you allowed to bring home?
They fill the boxes up to 50 pounds, and you can bring as much fish on that airplane. Just the boxes can't be over 50 pounds as you can catch in your legal limit.
In your legal limit.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you have one or four.
Yeah. They charge you a couple extra bucks for bringing an extra bag, but you got an awesome bounty you get to bring home.
Yep.
And they're not limiting you. Mm-hmm. It's just they got to be 50 pounds. And
I'm within your legal limit.
And, yeah, sure.
I know Valerie and her husband bought, Tom, but four boxes, right? Two each, right? I brought a 50-pound box and then a 25-pound box this trip. And we weren't even at our limits. I mean, we didn't catch everything, but we caught almost everything. But we caught almost all of our limits. And but can you imagine if they add in yellow eye next year and let you take a couple of yellow eye? Wow. Yeah. I mean, the yellow eye are so prolific up there, right, Rob? I mean, they're just...
the size of them. Like, the size of them. They're massive. Just,
yeah. We've got some big ones in Sitka, and there's some giant ones there. But, I mean, it's like... it's the same thing, like, with the Lincoln. It's just like over and over again. These things are just giant.
That's so cool.
And it's such a shame because they... they don't release well, even with the weight.
No, it's a terrible system. It's a terrible system. I don't know. I don't want to get on DFO because you know we appreciate them. We appreciate what they do. But this yellow eye thing is just a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know. It's anyway.
We need to make a change because they're very prolific.
Opens up
fish
and we can take some 10 to 20 pound yellow eye every day.
Yeah. For sure.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're gonna find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas. More Let's Talk Hookup when we return. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand-painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. For knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Saturday, November 4th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater tackle experts, great deals on tackle from Shimano, like Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time to find out the winner of a $300 gift certificate to Costa Del Mar. And Valerie's going to do us the honors of flipping our prize coin here. We have a caller winning today. So congratulations, Gary in Santa Rosa. You got yourselves a brand new pair of Costas coming.
Yeah, about that.
That's awesome.
Congratulations, Gary. And Rob, thank you so much for spending 2 hours on the phone with us. We really appreciate your knowledge and your love of Haida Gwaii and Queen Charlotte Safaris.
This is great, Rob.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you very much for having me on, guys.
All right. Thanks very much. And, of course, Valerie, Hope Rich, Queen Charlotte Safaris. If somebody wants to come, how do we do it?
1-877-815-2892 or
qcsafaris.com. qcsafaris.com. You can link that, of course, on the Let's Talk Hookup website, webpage. Well. And all you need to do is call me or Corey and we'll tell you about it. For sure.
Call Corey, though. Make you some extra time.
Yeah,
thank you
for sure.
So much for having me.
Great job, though.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you, listeners.
And, you
thank
know, one
you.
Thing we didn't mention, and I'm sure Rob will appreciate this, is Chef John and the amazing food at the Lodge.
Yes.
And you said that they're working on recipes. Everyone wants his recipes.
We're working on it.
Yeah. You might have to have him publish a little booklet for you.
He needs to do
you.
A little cookbook. Fish nicely.
He does fish amazing. His soups, everything about what he does is amazing. So thank you, Valerie, for taking the time. And thank
Great
you all
job.
Out there. Thanks
you.
To JP for manning the phones and the board. And, of course, Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hook Up app. And thank you, the texters, the callers, and the listeners. We appreciate you so much out there. Next Saturday, Rick and Corey will be here with Ali from BD Outdoors and, of course, his great TV show there, too. And then Yusuf Husseini, his brother, the angler realtor. And then next Sunday, Cal and Eric from Cal's Custom Reels will be here. That'll be a great weekend. I'll report down from Palma State Cortez about our great 29th annual tournament down there. And we'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.